Abraham. Oh. You brought up a point there about all the rocks in the windshields in Arizona. But even before you came, we were having rock experiences that I debated how they were happening to us. Like we were driving down just an outing with Tracy one time up through the Arizona mountains, and we had a little Cadillac, and we had all got a big chocolate milkshake, and we were going along, and there was a paper sack in the road. And I thought, Esther, there's a paper sack in the road. And so I said, oh, I'd just drive right over it. Well, I couldn't. It was full of a boulder. And so there was chocolate milkshake all over the ceilings of the car and everywhere, just everywhere. And, of course, then we had to redo the frame and everything. There were sort of we were there for a few days in some little town up in the mountains. And that was one moment. And then another moment, we're driving along, and I was just suddenly, Esther says, she says, I hate this GD city. And something like that. And in that second, a rock came off of someone hurled a boulder from a overpass. And it didn't hit the windshield. It hit just under Esther's face on the side. It went into the side of the car and, you know, just smashed all the inside. But it didn't break, didn't get Esther. And so, and I used to think, are we being told somehow maybe we shouldn't hang around here? You know, maybe we should move on down the road. And then as we go back, Arizona isn't like that. It's so beautiful now, and nothing ever negative ever happens. And we talk about it, and we say, wow, what was that all about? And we always say, well, but we did find Abraham here. I mean, like, if we hadn't been here, you'd all have been probably sitting on a rock in Sedona waiting for somebody to show up. And still, that's 20-something years ago. Anyway, what happened? Why was all that happening in our early life, those odd things happening? And they tapered down to smaller little pebbles as the years went by.
Well, what Arizona was for you was exaggerated contrast. In other words, there were more unhappy people per square mile there than any place that you'd ever been.
Yeah.
Part of it because of the extreme heat. Part of it because of the extreme traffic binds.
Road conditions.
And so as you were sitting with so many others in those unpleasant experiences, as we said earlier today, most people are responding mostly to what they're observing. And so most people were responding negatively to what they were observing, and then you began responding negatively to the way they were responding, and you sort of got caught into that spiral of response about what was going on. Esther's crescendo was the night that, because you would take her to California where it was not like that, and then you would take her back to Arizona, and then you would take her to California where it was not like that, then you would take her to Arizona. So the contrasting comparison sort of built the awareness that it's unpleasant here and it's more pleasant there, and it's unpleasant here and it's more pleasant here. And then that night that you were describing, you came driving into the city. It was 1 o'clock in the morning because you had driven across the desert at night in order to avoid the high temperatures of the summer. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, the roadway was still shut down with construction, and it still took you over 2 hours to go what should have taken you 10 minutes. And in the midst of that is when Esther erupted. She just could not stand the inconvenience. And what she described, the two of you spent a lot of time talking about the lack of care that the officials of that environment seemed to have for the inhabitants. In other words, there seemed to be no care about giving anyone ease. And while many of the people who lived there were suffering with the lack of ease, you suffered more than most of them because you had a very contrasting experience as you knew something so different otherwise. So your contrast was causing that acute eruption of desire. You had put so much in your vibrational escrow as a result of the months and years that you lived there that you had a swirling vortex that your awareness of what is would not allow you to experience. And so the faster your stream goes, the more you are aware that you are not there. In other words, when you really, 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 really want something and you are looking at something that is the opposite of it, it's very hard on you. And so those things, in other words, first it started out as emotion, then it started out as physical discomfort, then you started having actual physical manifestations that were indications of the discord within you. And think about those manifestations. What was someone throwing a rock at your car? What did it say? They're out to get me.
In other words, but
it still felt that way. Yeah. I am vulnerable because there are people who wish ill will, who are willing to thrust there is no assertion in this universe. And yet when a rock hits your car, it certainly feels like someone has asserted it. And that was sort of the vibration that was going on within you, that this was an environment that meant ill will and that you somehow were the target of that ill will. Mm-hmm. And then about that time, we began having a chat about it. And as you said to us, Esther must have been very bad because the rock, if it had come through the windshield, it would have taken her out. And we said, well, she wasn't that bad.
Right.
And then we began to have a stronger dialogue about your point of attraction. What is your point of attraction? You are your point of attraction. And it doesn't matter what's coming at you. It's not the person throwing it that is creating the reality. It's you in the center of the vortex that is rendezvousing. Don't you like that word? Rendezvousing with things. So when you start rendezvousing with unwanted things, it's speaking to your point of attraction over which you and only you have control.
So there's that kind of a suspicion that perhaps you guys were setting all that mess up so that we would start asking questions so we'd be more ready for you. And then I look back now we drive through and it's so beautiful. The highways are beautiful. We're never stuck in traffic anymore. And everybody's so sweet and nice to us in Phoenix and all around there. And we think, what was that all about? Did they change that much in 20 years or did we change that much in 20 years?
Well, you see, you were sweet and nice before you got there. And then after you got there, you were not so sweet and nice.
Yeah.
Because you were letting the environment or your perception of the environment control the way you feel. That's what we've been talking about all day here today, isn't it? What is it about you that I'm using as my excuse to not allow myself to be a vibrational match to who I really am? In other words, of course you understand that we weren't setting you up. We are not the creator of your reality. You are. And the part of your reality that we are in on is the part that's over here that feels so good. In other words, we are the source energy part of you that is in this place of well-being. And anything that you live that feels less than good, you're hanging out there on the raw and ragged edge on your own. There are no lessons being offered to you.
In other words, you never prod us with any little negative jabs or anything to get us to move in a certain direction.
The asking of that question means that we must start at the beginning again.
Exactly.
It means you have heard nothing from us for years and years and years and years and years.
Just a little.
Would you like to rephrase it?
I meant like a little nudge or something. I mean, maybe I was overdoing it.
There are no nudges that are offered in order to teach you a lesson because the contrast of life. You see, everything that happens is for your expansion.
Okay.
And we are never rooting for your struggle, ever, ever, ever.
Mm.
But you're onto something in this sense. We embrace and adore the contrast that you are willing to be born into. Because without the contrast, there is not expansion. And you know, that improved Arizona highway, that improved environment is in large a part of the energy that you and Esther singularly expressed while you lived there. In other words, so much of that improvement is about that, you see.
I can believe it. That's
very
nice.
Good.
Thank you.
It is nice.
Thank you.
When we have a message for you, we'll let you know.
Okay. Nothing subtle anymore, or ever.
There is nothing. There never has been anything subtle.
Okay.
Everything that happens to you is a sign of your vibration, isn't it? Everything that happens is a vibrational indicator. It's just an indicator. Life, as it plays out, is a vibrational indicator. So, as it plays out, if you like it, keep doing and saying the same things. As it plays out, if you don't like it, make some adjustments. It really is quite simple.